Sci-Fi Party Line. Everyone, and welcome to our initial reaction to Lost episode. Now, I was a little bit spirited. I had a couple of rum and cokes, and the show was kind of all over the place. We repeated stuff all the time. We got cut off by Skype. Sometimes I wasn't even recording, so it's a little bit of a rough show, but it is very fun. So enjoy it. Thanks.
That part right.
Guess what part right?
A lot of people were saying to me that Jack was the lock, that Hurley would end up being the one.
That to me, too, and I never saw it. Oh, by the way, hello, hey, this is Sci-Fi Party Line. I have Umar here from the Fictitious Hideout, and we're doing Lost. So, yeah, we're going to jump back into it. Anyway, Hurley, right? Why? Mm-hmm. I never saw that.
In a way, it makes kind of sense. And I have to applaud the one of the ladies on my show, Tamalo, who is Lori Thomas. She's one who completely gets that one.
Well, Lori, you know, she has her, you know, mind. She's just like, she's always right on. She's like logical. Well, she's logical.
In the fifth season, when Kate decided to come along and told Jack, don't ask me what happened to the kid, Lori goes, I think she killed the kid. I'm like, wait a minute, where'd you get that from?
Who killed what kid?
No. We're going back to the fifth season when everybody was coming back together to go back to the island.
Yeah.
When Kate showed up and told Jack, "Don't ask me what happened to Aaron. What happened to Aaron? Just don't ask you that question." Before they got on the plane, the show after that, Lori says, "I think she killed Aaron," and we were all like, "Well, where did you get that from?
You think Aaron is dead?"
No. She gave Aaron to the grandmother. It was revealed three episodes later.
Oh, okay.
But that's why we were a little, you know, when she makes predictions, she goes kind of on a harsh side. So when she predicted Hurley, that Jack was what she said was the lark, and Hurley would be the one, we were going back to that prediction. We were like, well, you did kind of predict about Aaron, and we're not sure about you, but she got it 100% right. So I have to say another thing. The producers of Sopranos, and for those who disagree with Battlestar Galactica, could y'all watch that ending? That's how you do it?
What, on Battlestar Galactica?
Well, everyone complained about Battlestar Galactica. I like the ending.
I like the ending. It was a decent ending. It wasn't the ending that I wanted, but I could accept it because I was tired and I wanted to end. This ending, they promised us, Umar, that this would not be purgatory, and that's what the whole five season has been, is they've been dead the whole time.
I disagree with that.
What, we just saw it. They were all in the church. It was a big Catholic ending. It's
but they wasn't dead.
Church.
I think that's Jack's death.
Well, they all gathered for Jack's death?
No, I think this is all the so-called side. This is my interpretation.
Okay.
This is when Jack made his sacrifice. He had to be given something. He was. What is this all for? I'm dying here. Remember what Hurley said to Ben. You made a good number two. You made a good number one. So obviously Hurley and Ben carried on long after Jack died. And remember what Jack's father said. Well, some died a long time before you. Some died long after you. So
I was just done by them, because basically what they're saying is that we're still looking at a bunch of dead people, and then this is still some extended version of purgatory.
No, this is heaven. This is Jack's final reward at the end of everything. At the end of what he had to do. There's still an island. Ben and Hurley are still on it, protecting it. To say it's purgatory kind of expunges things. It makes things. It's too much like the Bobby was a dreamer. I don't think that's where they were going.
It's not far from that.
Not really. It's, not to me. I think this is Jack's death. This is his reward to see everybody back together and him go into the light. Remember when Christian opened the door? It was the same light from the cave.
Yeah, I got that.
So this is everything in the main story still happened, But this is Jack at the end of his life. Remember, it all hinges on two things: what Hurley said to Ben, and what Christian said to Jack. No, this is you died. Everybody dies, but some die a long time ago. Some die in a short time. The only shame of it was that I understand why they really couldn't do it, because I know the kids that Michael and his son
Walt, yeah.
Walt should have been there, but I know the kid's like Wilt Chamberlain now, so. But I don't think they were saying that they were all dead to begin with. I think what they were saying was remember, all the last scenes happened as Jack was slowly dying after fulfilling, turning the light back on in the cave. So I don't think this is so much everyone's dead and this is all their death, all this stuff happened on the island. I think this is Jack's death. And his reward is having everybody come back together. It's just that
so
you know,
they're imaginary people in this church.
Remember what Desmond said. I thought I was going back to that other world. But the only thing Desmond could do, because he was so resistant to all the energy that was surrounding this island, the only thing he could do in both worlds, the Jack's death world and his world, is see both worlds. And get them all together so that Jack could be amongst what these people. Because the one thing that is interesting about this show is how everyone started as strangers and they became a family. Dysfunctional in places, yeah. But a family. And Jack had his family around him for his last sacrifice in turning the light back on. But Ben and Hurley are still on the island protecting it. It's just that at some point or another, they will die like everybody dies. That's how I interpreted it.
It's good. I mean, that's because you know what I thought at 10 o'clock it would have been. I think 11 o'clock for you.
Yeah,
I thought it ended when Hurley got the powers and he was. I walked out. I put my. I was like, oh, it's over with. That's fine. But then I was like, oh my God, they didn't show the last final scene. There's more. And if it had ended right there with Hurley as the protector and Ben as number two, I would have been happy. I would have been happy. That would have been a great ending for me. But then they start doing this whole, wishy-washy stuff. And I understand where you say it's Jack's death. I get that. That makes more sense to me. I didn't get that before. I'm glad you explained that to me. But I don't know, man. It was just...
Okay, you also have to remember there's a lot of Lost fans. And I think that the writers, the producers wanted to give them something more than just Hurley ending. So what they essentially gave him was the cast back together.
Oh, you think that's what that was?
I think that was for... You remember the last Fellowship of the Lord of the Rings?
For some reason, I knew you were going to bring that up. I don't know why.
No, I'm saying, remember how Peter Jackson overindulged himself with 50 endings?
Yes, I do actually remember that, and it took me a
while. Well, I believe that this is something you don't get on TV. They were indulging the fans with that last bit, because you're right. It could have ended with Ben and Hurley just walking off into the jungle, realizing now Hurley is now Jacob, and Ben is now Albert.
Oh, okay.
But they had to indulge the fans. They had to give the fans that crowd shot. That, well, what are they coming together on the side? What is this side? The side thing for? What's the flash sideways for? What is that all about? Okay, here's what it's all about. And it touches anybody.
Tell me what it's about, because you keep talking. You're not
telling
me. It
touches philosophy. It touches religion. It touches the mythos of the island. It touches the fans who've been watching it for 6 years, and everyone's gotten back together. It gave everybody a happy ending in death. Whereas, let's face facts, the island is never going to be a happy ending no matter how you slice it.
Okay, I can go for that. But essentially, what they did down there in the glowy place was pull out a cork, put a cork back in. Very too easy.
Okay,
that doesn't matter, right? It does. I know it doesn't matter, but it's a
will you ever watch this series again?
Huh, what do you mean? It's over.
No, will you ever? You don't buy the box sets?
Well, I don't even have Star Trek box sets right now.
Okay, so I box set.
Okay.
So having watched things over and over again, there are so many things that are clear to me that, that I think that people forget as they, you know, let one season go by.
Okay.
The Dumber Initiative, and even in the most hated episode, the flashback episode of the black the Man in Black and Jacob's origin, all pointed out that there's an energy field in this island. Man in Black met men of science of that time who realized this energy fields can be manipulated and used. And he was like, well, I can use this to get the hell off this island.
Okay, I'm with you there.
Okay. The crux of that field is always that glow. Now, people got upset by the glow, at least the podcasters I listened to, because they felt it was a cheap shot. The writers were throwing something in. And I was like, well, let's go back to the...
I wasn't that upset with that at all.
Right, but go back to when Ben moved the island.
There was a glow.
Exactly, precisely. Now, the one thing I like about science, and I'm a big science geek, is the understanding we do not understand every single thing, even about our own planet. And there's got to be some mystery. So maybe uncorking that sets up where that glow goes out and the island will be destroyed. Whereas, because Jack was gambling with Man in Lock. I like that name, Man in Lock.
when he uncorked it, Lock became human again and he was able to be killed. That I understand.
Right. But he was, it also affected, it was going to destroy the island. And I also think that Jacob I think there's two things that Jacob has that people don't realize. I believe Jacob does not see the future laterally, does not see time laterally. I think he's kind of like, I forgot who the character was, where he could see into the future, into the past, and know certain things can or cannot happen.
Q?
Yeah. So I think he realized that this is your only opportunity to kill this guy. The only way, I mean, it would make sense that the only way to reverse him becoming Black Smoke Guy was to do something to that light. And the only person who could go down there and do it initially was Desmond. Because he's immune to everything, to the energies of that island. It doesn't heal him, it doesn't push him away, it doesn't do anything to him because he's immune to it. Whereas anybody else is not. Jacob's not. Man in Black is not. And you had to have that epic fight. You just got to have that Star Trek
fight. Oh, that was a good fight. It was a good fight. Yes. It was a short fight. It wasn't really it was mediocre.
Because the bad guy had to get his comeuppance. The only thing that boggled me was, why were everyone confused whether Man in Black was a bad guy or not?
Because initially, like, when we saw the Mythos episode, Beyond the Sea, he didn't start out as a bad guy. He was just a kid who found out that the person who raised him was supposedly his mother. However, she killed his official mother, and then he wanted to escape the island because he wanted to find his real family. That's normal right there, right?
I agree.
That's normal. However, he turned evil after he died, he was thrown into the light, turned into black smoke. I don't know why, like, Hurley went in there, all those guys went in there. They went further than Man in Black did, and they didn't turn into black smoke. I don't know why they didn't. It was a weird thing, but I don't know. But
because they did, I think the reason why is because they did not die with that much disappointment or that much avarice in them. I think that the other people who died on the island or in and around the light glow died in a matter of sacrifice or a matter of
Yeah, but Man in Black, to me, he was just not evil initially. He used logic. He knew things like the game. He knew how to play games like chess. I know it wasn't chess. It was like more like backgammon or checkers or something like that. But he understand games of logic. He was probably like a man of science if he had stuck around long enough. And it was basically a thing like religion versus science, with Man in Black versus Jacob, faith versus, you know, science or logic. And that episode Across the Sea pissed me off so much because it's like, okay, well, now here we're saying that, you know, science is inferior because it lacks insight. And that just really irritated me because faith looked blind.
I don't know about the science was inferior part. I think that that
misguided then.
But the question is, I don't think he started out evil. I don't even think that what he did.
That's my point. He did not start off evil. That is my point. And so,
but my thing is his actions throughout the series, though. For instance,
post smoke, right? He turned to smoke evil. Period.
But that's what people were confused by. Well, we don't think Smokey guy is evil. I said, well, I wouldn't think so if he didn't kill that pilot so quickly. When they went to look for the plane, they found the pilot. That's when the pilot explained to them, hey, we were off course, blah, blah, blah. And then he comes and murders the guy. It's like, okay. Well, why kill the people in that temple? They could do nothing to you. What were you killing them for?
Every time somebody dies on that island, you know, well, the island was done with them. They just accept that crap. Even Jen and son, they died. Oh, the island was done with them. I mean, I don't know.
You know, that's the part that pissed me off, because I was like, out of the four epic romances in that island, they should have let Jen and Son walk off. I'm not a Kate hater, so I'm glad Kate and Sawyer or James and Lapidus, I'm glad he got away. But I was upset by the Jen and Son thing. It's like, why did y'all do that? Why did y'all rip my heart out like that?
I cried several times tonight. I don't know why I was attached to this show like that. It was just like,
because it was that good.
It was that show. And like, what are we going to do to replace something like this? You know,
you can't replace it. It's like trying to replace Farscape. It's not going to happen.
Oh God, let's not cry about Farscape, please.
But it's a show of itself. And that's why I think they did that extra ending to put the cast together and let everybody see the cast together happy.
So you think that is interesting to me that you think that the ending was extra and it was added on.
It's okay, you do a podcast and therefore you keep abreast of news. Remember, it was a 2-hour ending.
Avoided everything.
Well, no, but it started out as a 2-hour ending, and then 3 weeks ago, about three and a half weeks ago, we're putting an extra half hour on it.
I remember that.
And like you said, I agree with you 100%. If it ended with Jack sacrificing himself and Hurley and Ben walking away, taking the roles of Jacob and Albert, I'm like, that's satisfying. But I also realize I'm not the only watcher. I'm not the only one with the box of tissue next to me. You got to give them something.
Yeah, but then, you know, they promised us that this wasn't purgatory-ish. After, and when I saw that piece ending, I was just like, oh my God, they have betrayed me. I was happy right there when Hurley was like, whoa, or whatever he's dude, or whatever he said when he got the power. And I was happy right there. I walked away. I should have just like stayed away, but then I said, oh my God, you know, there's more. And
but I don't see how you say it's purgatory. They when you the allegory of walking into the light,
okay,
is
purgatory
heaven.
Is the wrong my whole point is that they promised us that it would not be their dead or it's some heaven thing, or I don't know, it was just they were not dead. That was the promise. I don't know if they promised it. I don't know. They probably did not promise that.
Okay,
I probably heard the promise
like,
via the internet. Okay, okay.
Why would it be death if they're going to show Kate, Sawyer, Lapidus, Miles,
how
and
do we know
Albert
they went off on a plane?
Island.
If they went on the that's where I have a problem, because I don't understand then. Because why is Kate there and Lapidus there and Sawyer there if this is a... But... And then you go back, well, everybody dies, and they didn't die all at the same time, but this is some... I don't get it. Like,
because that was Jack's... It's Jack's heaven. It's not everybody's. This is all for Jack. That is why the last scene had to be with Jack and his father. So that Jack... So Christian could...
That's irritating.
Well, if you think about it, that kind of defines Lost. Why'd they drop that food? Why would they? What was so important about children? How come women couldn't have babies? That's Lost.
God, I feel
they
like...
They didn't explain any of that stuff.
Wow.
Why couldn't people leave the island? I like Ben's explanation.
No, well, it was Jacob's deal.
Yeah, that's his thing. Y'all have to be
that
your
That was friend. Actually not even his thing. That was his mother's deal, and he just kept it.
And if you think about it, also, I like with Ben, and you know what, as despicable as Ben has been, I'm so glad they redeemed his character in both the Flash sideways and in the,
that, sir,
in reality.
I do agree with you on that. I do agree.
Because I liked him, but boy, he was hard to like so many times in the show.
I don't know if like is the word, because he still has that slimy exterior thing that I don't like about him. Like, you know, you hang around Ben long enough, he's going to slit your throat. I don't like people
like
that.
But when he went to Jacob and said, well, wait a second, I sacrificed everything for this island. What about me? And to have
it's
someone
true.
Turn around smugly go, well, what about you? I was like, dude, you looking for that knife? Dude. When the crazy guy who can kill you says, you know, Egon. For real. Let's not be smug now, but I don't think Jacob knew any other way to be.
He was sheltered. He was
yes,
sheltered.
Yes, way too island. Sheltered, living under a foot. What do you expect from him? I was like, well, you just want to die. Or... like his mother, because like I said, the one thing about that flashback across the sea showed me that the mother knew she had to die. I think she wanted to move on, too. Maybe she was the one that was there since ancient Egypt. And she's like, I got to get out of this. Oh, look, I got a couple of babies. Bye.
That's the best description of that episode that I've ever heard.
Like, I got to leave. I got to find a way.
I don't care. Screw it. Because I was trying to figure out, yeah, because he kind of fussed at me about us being really nitpicky about that. But that episode bothered me. It was weak to me, and it didn't explain a lot. And it was, I don't know what it was about that episode that really got under my skin, because they tried to paint good son, bad son. And how do you paint Man in Black as bad son when he was the most logical son? He got the facts. He's like, I want to go spend time with my real family. You cannot fault a man for that. And Jacob, I calmed down after the episode after that when Jacob admitted that Man in Black was his fault. The black smoke and how the containment of black smoke and all the whole drama with the island was his fault. Once he admitted that it was his fault, I was fine. I didn't need to do any more nitpicks, because Man in Black, dude didn't even have a name. I mean, come on. They did him wrong.
I didn't get that at all either. I was like, what was the point of the no-name thing? But here's what irritated me about everybody's one nitpick, the glowy light thing. A lot of people say, I can't accept that. I said, well, wait a second. Hold on.
What
stop
don't
for a
they
second.
Accept about it? Can you give me their perspective?
They felt it was tacked on somehow. That the writers pulled it out of their butts. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Really.
And my thing was, back up. Plane crash. All these people survived. That's okay. A guy who can time travel in his own life. That's okay. People are getting shot and crippled. A woman has cancer. They're all cured. That's okay. Ghosts popping up out of anywhere. That's okay. And the glowing light upsets you? Really? You had that threshold. It's like we got comic book readers who complain about people come back from the dead. You got people who fly through space without freezing, but coming back from the dead. Oh,
well,
we can't take
they
that.
Set up. Well, the only reason I accept the glowy light thing is because they mentioned the heart of the island before, you know, and that is key. So because it already existed, I can accept the glowy light thing. But you know what I was doing when I saw the glowy light thing? I was just praying, please do not be a spaceship. Do not be an alien. Please, you just don't be an alien. Don't be a spaceship. Don't be an alien. Don't be a spaceship. Because that would have just cheapened the whole show for me. But the religious...
And I also realized that, unlike most people, when before the next season would begin, I would watch all the seasons before that to prepare. So I remember them mentioning the heart of the island. I remember the other glows in other places and the Dharma Initiative realizing there's some kind of big energy here that we can harness in some way.
They've been talking about, of course.
So it didn't leap out of the realm of possibility. The one thing I do agree with what you guys said was this. They could have kept the story going and made that whole thing a flashback that lasted about half hour in the show. They really didn't have to make it the whole show.
What do you mean? I don't what?
The Across the Sea.
Oh, right, yeah. They could have just told
I kind
that
of
story.
Agree with yeah. that, but I also is good I also found that it was good to know that it, initially these people are not, you know, we're not talking about an evil, total evil guy in the beginning, Man in Black.
Yeah, that was my main point, because people want to paint him as black and evil, and I'm like, dude, he was logical. He had facts. This lady is crazy. You know, how do you go on faith when she started out wrong? You know what I'm saying? She started out with just murder, deception, lies, no facts at all. She lied to these kids their whole life. How do you trust somebody like that? Well, and then, you know, when you're like 20 years old, she said, well, you gotta protect the island. And I was just telling you that stuff because, you know, it's like Santa Claus, because blah, 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 blah.
But I also point out that that dynamic played off the island at throughout the entire history of the island. The Dharma Initiative versus the others. The others versus the...
Even matter in the long run, did it?
Actually, it did, if you think about it.
Okay, let's enlighten me.
Okay. You got these people who crash on a plane. You can't just walk over there and say, okay, look, here's some problems with this island. This is what you guys got to do. You can join us. We'll let you live here. Instead, you're kidnapping people. You're terrorizing them. and pissed off
exactly.
when they get caught. They're like, you killed Goodwin. Well, wait a minute. Goodwin infiltrated the camp, was kidnapping people. He wouldn't just sit down and read down, okay, look, it's a special island. Blah, blah, blah is going on. And... you'll be more safer here. But if you choose to try to get rescued, we'll help you out, because if you don't want to be with us, you know, go to the survivors. Why hang Charlie? If you just want to save Claire, you're beating the hell out of people, then you're pissed off when Charlie shoots you. Well, wait a second. You strangled the guy. You kidnapped the pregnant woman that everybody who you were hanging with, you saw, cared about. You couldn't go to them and say, listen, this island might kill her. We got to get us to this facility. And by the way, we got food, water, medicine over here. Instead, you let them live like cavemen. Jacob is your leader, and you know these are candidates, and you're treating them like this. Now, Ben, I get. He wanted to hold on to his power, so his motivation, I totally understood.
Yeah, but he's a psycho. He was a psycho. I don't even see. Ben, the whole island was insane because of Jacob and Ben.
Right. So, how did you expect these people to react to you? It's like there was this scene where, when they captured Jack, where, I don't remember the older guy's name, comes in to say, we're moving. He's like, oh, you're gonna kill me? Oh, he's like, what kind of people do you think we are? Oh, people who kidnap children and hang people. He's like, hey, here's a rock, throw it in that glass cell. Some of us are going, wait a second, you kidnap people, kidnap children and hang people. How do you, what stone is Jack throwing? He turned his father in. That makes him as bad as you? Who grabbed a boy from his father, then blackmailed the guy to the point of making him a nut job into getting his son back? Well, you got to go help us capture your friends if you want your son back. But we're the good guys.
Man.
Okay, y'all have a very stretchy definition of the word good guy.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I really liked... This finale to me was it hit a lot of good points. It referred back to Sawyer saying "son of a bitch." They said a whole bunch of titles in their dialogue. They said something about the long game. They said something about I don't know, but
And it isn't a love episode if Hurley does not make at least 3 Star Wars references.
I spotted 2. Yoda, and then he said, I've got a bad feeling about this.
I think you made another one, but I'm in the habit of watching it again because my crew is we're going to do that last episode of Lost thing tomorrow. So, because we're going to watch it together and then comment on it as it's going along. Because we know every podcast is going to be doing a Lost show. We just want to skip all other topics right now. Even if it's knitting, they'll be doing Lost.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now. You know what? As soon as we finish with this, it's going up in my feed. I'm not even going to edit. Well, I might edit it.
Because I'm glad that, like I said, I liked The Sopranos except for every season ender. Then when they did that series ender.
I never saw The Sopranos, so I don't know what you mean.
Well, everyone else will. Trust me.
But I've heard it was disappointing or something. I'm not really sure.
But at least they gave the writers of Lost gave you an ending where you realize that all the fans will not be at their door with torches and pitchforks. Because they could have done it. They could have done the Bobby It Was a Dream thing. That's another thing that my fellow podcaster Laurie Thomas was saying. If they do the dream thing, I'm the friend of the studio with grenades.
It was a dream, though. It was.
And isn't it great that even that Richard Albert got away, too?
I know. It was so weird because, you know what, I was really mad about Rose and Bernard not getting off the island and sinking because that means they're dead right now because they lived so long.
And but at least Rose and Bernard are where they want to be. Her cancer is cured. They get to live a natural life together. And let's face it, considering how dysfunctional most of those relationships were, Rose and Bernard was the only healthy relationship on the island. So I'm glad they lived.
Indeed. They lived and they died at the very, very end. We didn't get to see him die. But
they didn't die. He didn't kill him. The one thing about Man in Black was
he didn't kill him, but the island sank, so.
No, it didn't. Oh. Well, honey, Jack saved the island. See, I think
all
that's
right, it's
a, confused
you know
a lot
what, okay,
of people.
Okay, so like for the last hours, drinking rum and coke, okay? So.
Oh, okay. No, Jack saved the island.
That's
like
right,
I said,
it stopped rumbling.
I believe this flash sideways was only Jack's, that's Jack's reward to have his family, his real family together. And really, he actually got the chance to also clear up all them damn daddy issues.
Yeah.
I think that they gave us an ending and they gave us a capper, or they gave Lost fans a capper. Because the one thing I also got to understand is you got to think outside of yourself and remember, there are millions of people watching this. They wanted to see Jin and Sun embrace. They wanted to see Charlie and Claire come back together one more time.
Yeah, I want to say, hey, Anthony, this is Umar. He runs the Fixer's Hideout, and Anthony runs blackgeekdom.com.
Oh, I got to listen. I got to read. Watch that one, Black Geekdom.
Yeah, it's a website where y'all don't know each other? Jesus.
I've been on his forum before.
Okay, cool.
Fixer's Hideout.
Yeah, good.
Oh, okay.
Good. Anyway, we pretty much talked about everything. But how are you feeling, Anthony? About did you like the Lost ending? Did you not?
I liked it. I thought it was a pretty good wrap up of the whole series.
You didn't feel jaded or anything like that? Because I think you and Umar are on the same page.
I saw potential for jaded, but I wasn't jaded.
Okay, that's good.
But I can see how there's going to be a lot of confusion about the ending.
Yeah, because Umar explained everything to me, so I'm a little clearer now. His perspective is that the flash sideways was Jack's vision, right, Umar? Come on.
Yeah, Jack's death. Jack's his final reward for doing the job he had to do on the island. To have him and his family back together one last time. And it's like it's all in the dialogue. It doesn't mean Hurley and Ben are still on the island protecting it. Kate, Sawyer, or James, they got away.
Okay, the way it seemed like to me was, the way Christian explained it was, they were in a place where everyone in that group was going to get together before they moved on to the afterlife. Because
so they're
he said
all
that,
dead.
Right, he said, he asked him, well, is everyone dead? He said, yeah, everyone died. They either died before you, some died after you.
See, and I don't like really that. That bothers me. It's like a roundabout way to not say that the writers betrayed us because they said that this wasn't going to be like a... I understand that this is Jack's reward or whatever, but if a person did not see that as Jack's reward, it can be viewed as like a little bit of a purgatory, and maybe purgatory is not the word.
It wasn't really like a purgatory. It was almost like a waiting room.
Yeah, well, isn't that what purgatory
is?
And
the thing is like, is everyone, since he said there was no now in that time, that when everyone would get there whenever they died. And that's why when Hurley said to Benjamin, he said, you know, you were a good number one. And he's like, well, you were a good number two. So to me, that meant that they had already lived their lives and they were dead.
They were still protecting the island. But this is at the end of their death, they met up with the rest of the group. It still leaves it leaves it open that everything on the island did happen. Because I understand where people are coming from.
Because they all have those memories.
If you say everyone is dead, then you're giving that, you're almost going after that it was a dream thing. But I don't think they would say
that. I understand what you're saying. It's not that everyone is dead presently, but that is where they would all end up once they died. You understand that?
I understand it, but my scientific drunk brain doesn't want to accept it.
It's TV. You can't try to plot.
I know, but I wanted it to make so much more sense. I wanted it to be so much more prolific. To me, it was a little bit of a cheat. I might feel differently upon a second viewing and talking with you guys, your perspective, because...
Well, they took a couple of shortcuts. Like, how did they get Ben from under that tree so fast?
He sucked it in. Sucked in his gut. And they pulled him. The ground was wet. I mean, come on, that you can see that. That's not really. I don't really care about that.
And if you think about it, they gave everybody ultimately what they wanted.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Saeed got Shannon, brother of Shannon, who is now Vampire Diaries. What did he get? I don't know. I guess he's not important. He was a red shirt. Locke got to walk. Come on, help me out.
Well, brother Boone, what Boone got was a sense of something more than he died cheaply. That his sacrifice was for something. In other words, he sacrificed getting beat up so that Hurley can get Saeed to Shannon.
Very good, very good. Who's next?
Well, of course, Sin and Jin are together.
Yeah, and I'm so glad. I cried. Did you guys cry? You can admit it. Admit it.
No.
Oh, God. Umar.
I'm a man. I didn't cry.
I didn't cry. Not a single tear. Not one.
What about man tears? Nothing. Man tears. How about that? Those are honorable. Okay.
Men who watch Glee shed man tears.
Wow. I don't even watch comment. Glee. Who else? We got Kate.
Kate and Jack were together as Jack wanted.
And Sawyer and Juliet were together.
Right. Oh my God.
But not together, because that was never going to be Jack and Kate's relationship. As we saw, it didn't work out. But together in terms of, you know, together.
Yeah.
I don't think Jack and Kate
were
soulmates.
Supposed to be together.
Yeah.
But the Juliet and Sawyer thing is, I know Joe Pinionated, we have her on the show regularly, she is probably crying because she is really a fan of Juliet. And, I thought we were going to see them at a cafe or something, but I'm not really sure. I don't, because, you know, when she died.
No, but she did have the line about the coffee. We should have coffee sometime.
Yeah, but it was just so quick. I really expected to see them, like, at a cafe, you know, out on the patio ordering and, you know, some guy coming to give them the check. And it's like, hey, we should go Dutch. But, you know, that didn't really happen, so I don't.
And interesting enough,
it's a nitpick. Ignore
Desmond me. In the Flash sideways couldn't exactly get to Penny because, once again, I feel he's immune to all the energies around.
Wasn't Penny there?
Penny was there at the end, but not during the Flash sideways. But once he accepted his role as letting them know, well, this is where you are. This is the place you're at now. You're playing out a life that's really an afterlife.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, No. It's not an afterlife. It's Jack's dream of a life.
Not dream.
It's not Jack's.
We're not going to use dream.
It's Jack's dream of life. It's all of them together.
That's why they have that place.
That place is that they created that place together for all of them to be together.
They didn't say that.
Not just Jack.
Because didn't you notice that the sun vanished after everybody got together?
Yeah, it was nighttime.
So what is it, like a dead people chat room?
It's like a waiting room.
Right, there's a place before. You mean you saw Beetlejuice? There's this waiting room.
Really, I saw that when I was like unconscious and in the womb or something. I'm not that old.
There's a lot of stories that say there is this waiting place before
but
you.
I thought that was purgatory. I'm a really bad
purgatory. Christian. Purgatory is. From what I understand, purgatory is where you go when there really isn't anywhere for you to go.
hint.
Like, you aren't going to heaven, you aren't going to hell, you're stuck in purgatory. Because you're,
so this is you, you so a waiting room is different from purgatory, and there's a difference. How? I mean, to me, that's the same.
Well,
thing.
This is a place like
they
Christian
created
said,
it all, right? It's like the Matrix thing.
You all created this place together, so you all could be together one last time before y'all moved on.
Well, so that's it's what an I interpreted. Empowered purgatory. I should let purgatory go. Purgatory. I should let that go, shouldn't I? Okay,
yes.
I'm gonna let it go.
But I can understand why you would say purgatory, because life on the island is hell.
I don't think I understand the meaning of the word purgatory, so I'm going to let it go. I don't think I thought I did. I just...
Right. That's why when Christian opened the door, there was a light.
But,
and every death scenario is going into the light, going into the next place after your life.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
But
from
like
Jack's
I said,
perspective, in your opinion.
But the important part is the dialogue. Like Anthony you're said, right, the important right. part is when Hurley said, "Hey, you made a good number two," and Ben said, "You made a great number one."
I get
that.
That
says, yes, but they still had their role on the island. They were still alive on the island. And the last thing Jack saw before he finally passed away was his friends escaping on the plane.
Yeah, but I think that was more artistic ending because they wanted to end it the way that they started it.
I think the eye closing was that. But still, Lapidus took off on the plane. He saw the plane go. It was the Algiers plane. So obviously they went and lived their lives after escaping the island. I just wonder what Richard Alpert
What if they
did.
Crashed? I mean, I guess that's not important.
That'll be the movie.
That's next year's 2-hour movie.
No.
Even though I think they ended it, there's absolutely no point to do a movie.
No.
No.
And it still makes sense because like how Ben was sitting outside and Hurley said, "Well, aren't you going to come in?" And Ben is like, "Well, I still have things I need to work out."
Which was what?
And you notice Walt wasn't there. Michael wasn't there. There are a lot of people who weren't there. Lepidus was there because they weren't, if you look at the whole six seasons, they weren't really part of that core group that was important to the whole show.
Or they just didn't want to pay him.
Or they didn't want to show Walt at 7 feet tall with a beard and a mustache. And I'm Walt.
Who? They could at least have Michael or something. I don't know.
Well, if you think about it, they could have had their own waiting room where it was, you know, Michael and Walt and
his mom,
the mother.
Yeah.
That was a different group of people.
And not the wife, though, because she was ill.
But she died, so she could have been in a room.
She died and went to bones.
Okay.
Well, it would have been tough because, you know, Walt would have wanted to see Michael. He wouldn't have wanted to go on without seeing him one last time.
I don't think that they were that close, right?
Not after. That's one of the things about Lost that's often frustrating, the choices people make. Well, because I kind of agree with the dude from the other. Why would you tell a 10-year-old kid you murdered two girls? What made you do that, dude?
Yeah,
it's just like I said about Jacob. Jacob, if you know the guy's trying to kill you, let's not antagonize Ben here. He's got the knife in his hand.
Yeah, it was some crazy.
But he wasn't really antagonizing him. He was stating the fact.
Right.
Sometimes stating the facts.
Even up until this point, I thought you would make the right decision.
I still say Egon when someone asks you.
You're a god.
You know, let's chill a little bit on that one. What about you? I was like, wow, nice. You want to get stabbed, huh? Maybe nice. Jacob doesn't want to give him the job, too. Maybe he's like, I'm tired, man. It's been like 2,000 years. I've had enough.
For a second, did you not think that he was going to push Hurley?
Pushing?
For one split second, I thought he might push Hurley down that hole.
Oh, because that's Ben. You know, he'd do that type of stuff. I don't know. I think Ben was just
tired. I really thought he was going to push Hurley and say, you know, if you don't want it, you can always give it to me.
Yeah, but you have to drink the water, which, of course, Jack did not pray in Latin over. He just gave him, like, here, take this Oceanic Ozarka and drink from this dirty-ass bottle, and boom, you're
But the bottle was pure when Jack picked it up.
Okay. All right, Umar. I'm going to let you go with that.
See, I think Jacob did it because he because
his mom did.
Because because Jack, I think, may have been expecting him to do it. I think it's more or less you just have to accept it and believe it. And see, Hurley accepted it and believed it. It wasn't
well because, and then Hurley had that one major line when Jack was running off. Jack, dude, I believe in you. And I was just like, wow, that was really dramatic. And it seemed like it meant something. So I guess.
And let's face it, when Hurley turned back to go with Jack, he accepted the duty. It's like what Locke was always saying when he was alive. You might not try to accept it, but in your gut, you know.
So that's what do y'all think about? What do y'all think about Locke and his whole turn? Like, he's a separate character for like half of the show. First, he was him, and then he got, you know, infested with the Man in Black. I mean, how did that affect you? Do you think it was a cheap character development, did you like it?
They kept giving us clues. So when they finally show Locke's body, and then they reveal that he's actually the smoke monster, if you go back to the fifth season, they kept giving clues over and over.
They gave clues in the first episode. I watched that last night.
Like, for instance, Locke has always either worn a t-shirt or something rugged. Throughout the first time you saw him, he's wearing all black when he's sitting over Ben. He's in the black suit. He's in the black pants. And I didn't pick up on that. And then everyone kept saying, well, I've seen the island do a whole bunch of things, but bring people back from the dead? No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then every time the smoke monster appeared, Locke found a reason to walk away.
Yep. Whenever anyone who was dead appeared, he wasn't around. When Christian showed up, when they were at the at Dharmaville, mm-hmm. he had disappeared.
So the clues were there. It's just that once they revealed it, you go, oh, crap. You know, why didn't I see that?
Did you like it, though? I mean, did it make sense? Was it right?
It made sense. Yeah.
You liked it? Okay.
It was fine. And I think, I can't think of his name right now, but I think he did a good job playing that role, being able to switch like that.
Yeah,
to go
I think
from
it was
being,
dark
you
from
know,
the beginning, though, because I watched that pilot episode last night, and he had a little bit of an edge to him from the beginning.
Well, there's a difference between having an edge and being dark, because he went from a person who just totally had all this faith in the island had a plan for him, and he turns into this person who's just as cold and calculating as Ben was.
Right, and that's why I had a problem with Across the Sea, because okay, so Locke had faith in the island like Jacob had faith in the island, but then he got inhabited by Man in Black, and Man in Black called people like Locke who had faith in the island suckers. So if Locke, who had faith in the island, is a sucker, that means that Jacob is a sucker, and that bright ass light in the middle of the island is BS.
Well, no, I think that what Men in Black's whole plan was to get the group together so he could get them killed in one shot, breaking the rules so he could leave the island.
After he died, I'm sorry to cut you off, after he died originally, and he wanted to go see his family, which was pure and it was good, and he turned to the smoke monster, I didn't understand his motivation for wanting to leave the island. He never said, like, after I leave the island, I'm gonna blah. He never said, like, go to, you know, Vegas. You know, what was his purpose?
Well, neither did Sawyer. Sawyer wanted to get off the island. Just
well,
as
he
bad
was human.
He
was a regular human guy. He wanted to go back to his regular life. I mean, it's logical for any of us.
Man in Black wanted to go back to a life that he never got to have because some woman killed his mom.
But that was pre-Smoke Monster, though. That was pre-Smoke Monster. After Smoke Monster, what was his motivation?
I think he wanted to leave the island because I think it was no more complicated than the classic villain scenario. Knowing he's going to upset the balance in the world. Knowing that, I think he just wanted freedom because I've had enough. I don't want to be there. It's like I think the mother, the woman who was pretending to be their mother, goaded this guy. She's going to either goad him or Jacob into killing her because she was tired of the job. She wanted someone else to take it. That's why she rocked. You know, she slammed the rock into the woman and said, "I got two kids. I can't do it with grown ups, but I can talk these two kids into it." You know, yeah, it's your classic serial killer.
That to me, yeah, and that to me just made me feel like the island's mission was just not a pure thing. Because if you have something pure and you have something good, you don't have to sell it.
I think the mistake is making it black and white, that there's a good and evil. I think it's just, it is, I hate to say it is what it is. I mean, whether people use it for good or use it for evil, whether people want to protect it or destroy it, it's really just there. And the whole point is someone has to be there to make sure that man doesn't come in and get rid of it, because it's where, you know, where she said life, all life in the world comes from. So your job is just to make sure it doesn't go out. You can do bad things to keep it going. You can do good things to keep it going.
Yeah, but how is he supposed to trust her and believe her in that when she herself started off as a murderer? Her first act in recruiting them is a murderer. And how is she? And she deceived them. She deceived them from their birth. So,
but I don't think he did trust her.
Did not want to.
That's what the whole point of that Across the Sea was. They came to that point where it's like, you know what? Wait a minute. You killed my mother. Now I know you're not my mother. You've been lying to me. I think that what happened was that Man in Black turned into Jack, and Jacob was Locke. Jacob had total faith. Even if he was upset by things, he's going to keep the faith. But Man in Black, like, screw faith.
And so you say at that point, Man in Black is Jack?
No, I'm saying that role played out with the Dharma Initiative and the others, okay, Jack and Locke. It's a role that kept repeating until Hurley took over. Whereas Hurley is not going to be so jaded. That's what, but that line Ben said, well, that's the way Jacob did it. That doesn't mean you have to do it that way.
You have to do that. Exactly. You decide how you want to do it. And that's even what Jake said. He said, well, this is what I have to do. So you do it the way you want to do it. It's just like, maybe she decided that she didn't want to do it anymore, and she was going to pick one of these kids to be the next one after her, because maybe she was done. But she may not have known that one was going to have twins. She maybe thought it was going to be one child, because she looked as surprised as the mother was.
That's true. I think if she had taken some care, like what I'm saying, if the island was that important to her and protection of it was that important to her, why in the hell could she not work with the mother, show the mother, hello, hi, we need this protected? The mother looked like she probably could have been religious. She probably would have believed it.
Okay.
And
but the mother would want to let.
To steal a reference from Hurley, you know, she's a Jedi. You have to get rid of all attachments. You can't have any attachments.
The attachments—that's BS, though. That's BS, though.
Because she pretended
to be their mother, so there's an attachment right there.
Right, but you can't have two mothers.
But the real mother has an attachment to someplace. But the real mother comes from someplace else. She knows there's a world out there. And she doesn't want her son raised on a barren island. She would try to get back to that.
That's true. But if your faith in the island and if it's that important and if it's that awesome, you would be able to sell that. You know what I'm saying? If it's that important and if it's that, you know, just life-threatening, you can sell that to anyone. I don't think.
Like Umar said, she probably tried it before, and it wasn't working with people. It's easier to do it when you raise children in that belief. And the only thing that flipped Man in Black was finding out that the mom he thought was his mom killed his real mother. That's what made him flip. If he had never found that out, everything would have been fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Now wait a minute.
I'm saying she couldn't sell it to adults. Maybe she tried, and maybe.
But we don't have that information, so we can't go on that. But we do go on with what she gave us, and what she started off was with murder and deception. And I think Man in Black got a raw deal. I think I'm not trying to defend him post Smoke Monster, but pre Smoke Monster, raw deal. His brother,
but doesn't make you wrong. But look, I'm going to get really philosophical here. The words of Jesus, it's not that hard. It's not that difficult. The Ten Commandments, gee, they're easy laws. What's the problem here?
Yeah, they're laws, but who are these people? You know, what are
But that's
background?
Not the point.
That is the point.
Whatever they are.
Because if you have a person that's logical, it's like, okay. I mean, you have people like, well, you know, I'm a good person, and I, you know, do what I want to do, and I'm telling you something awesome. But then you look into my background, and I've, like, murdered somebody, and then, like, you know, had tax evasion or some crap like that. And you're like, well, I'm not going to listen to her because, you know, she's a crook. You know what I'm saying?
But the question you was asking was, why wouldn't it be easy just to follow her philosophy? Just like I was saying that when it comes to the others, why not just go up to the castaways and go, look, okay, this is the situation. This is the situation you're in. Don't do this, 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 and this. Anybody wants to come join us, come join us. Why go kidnap children? Why go, you know, why hang Charlie?
That's my point. That's right. What I was saying the whole time is if what your belief in the island is so strong and you believe it's that important, she should have been able to convince the mom. Ben should have been able to convince the losties. They shouldn't have been able to kidnap children and do all the crazy crap that they did with the hatch and all this other crap. It should have been more straightforward. But they obviously, something was wrong with their belief system, or they were just flawed.
Or,
characters.
As Anthony said, maybe they tried it before. It's like, it's
kind of
like.
We don't have that information.
But hold on, but it's kind of like raising multiple kids. When you start out as a mom from the beginning, you're going to be like, you know what? I'm not going to be like my parents. I'm going to do this different. I'm going to do like that way. Then the 8-year-old goes and burns the bathroom down. Then he comes home with a report card with 6 F's and 1 A and go, well, why can't you just look at the A? And then you find yourself going, say, you start shouting and you can hear your mother and father coming out. Then you go, well, that's why they had to do it this way. Oh! So maybe it's the same thing. Maybe each group, the mother, the woman who pretended to be the mother, the others did try this way first. And they realized, oh, okay, this is why we can't do it this way. Because no matter what we do, this is going to happen. We got to do it in a certain way.
Well, Umar, and also, what you're talking about sound like some fan fiction. That's not part of the canon.
It might be fan fiction, but I'm saying also, you have to remember who was their leader. Was Charles
crazy
Whitmore
people,
a bad
crazy
leader?
People.
I know, but I'm saying
even going based on what you yourself said, Kat, if you just look at what they gave you on the show, they have tried to do it a certain way. You know, they don't take too kindly to people from the outside. You know, they try to keep people in certain places on the island, from certain parts of the island. You have the Dharma Initiative come in, and they were fooling with the stuff. So what did Jacob's people do? They killed them all. They purged them all because they were messing with stuff they weren't supposed to be messing with. So the point is that Jacob was doing what he had to do. It wasn't necessarily good or evil. But he was making sure that people weren't coming to the island and destroying it. Now, you may not like what the results were, but that's how it happened.
When you saw the pit of bodies, you're like, well, how could they kill all these people? But then when they all go back to the 70s, and as the story unfolds, you find the Dharma Initiatives are not only doing these cute experiments, they're doing some severe stuff. They're like, when they captured Saeed and they started mentioning all the stuff they were about to do, it's like, wait a minute, that's not the agreement you made with the others, with the so-called hostiles. You're about to go beyond your agreement into something that could destroy the island. So yeah. Maybe they had to go.
Because the deal they had with hostiles was not to go to that area. Well, they were building the Swan Hatch in territory they weren't supposed to build it. So, of course, bad things were going to happen. Because they were going to let them be fine by themselves in their little area of the island. But no, the Dharma Initiative had to go start doing things in places where they weren't supposed to be. So they're going to get killed.
And it's not all black and white with the others either. Because the others was pilling people's records saying, you're a bad man, kill them. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. When did you become judge, jury, executioner over here?
Yeah. Well, so there wasn't really good or bad. There was just...
So what you guys saying, if you believe you have honor, it is okay to be a murderer and lie.
No, I'm saying it's not all black and white.
No one's saying anything about honor. There's no one saying anything about honor or goodness involved. The point was his job was to protect the island. And after a few thousand years, you know, you realize you can't really have a good way of doing it or a bad way of doing it. You just have to do it. And, you know, you're not worried about the consequences.
And not every way is going to be the best way possible. And not every way is going to be good and righteous. And not every way is going to be all right and fine. It doesn't make everybody totally evil. The only, you know, it's like Ben was leading the group. The group was following. And there was a dialogue where Albert told Locke, listen, Ben is like doing crazy things now. And we need another leader. This guy can't keep doing it. He's leading us down these paths, but it's all nonsense. But Ben was the leader. So maybe they're following Ben because, okay, he's the leader. We got to do with the kid. Maybe half the people didn't want to go kidnap children. But they're saying, well, he's the leader. It's in the best interest of the island. We got to follow it.
Plus, he's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm saying they were all crazy, him and, but then again, you like Whitmore. Whitmore's like, well, go catch the kid.
Did he die?
Go catch the baby.
He wasn't, even there then. Did he die or something?
No, but I'm talking about the whole thing. When you look at the show as a whole, nobody's perfectly clean. Even when Jacob said to the four of them, y'all wasn't living clean lives. When you look at their backstories, you're like, well, Kate killed her father. Well
he practically molested her and abused his mom. He deserved
that. Right, but then.
Okay.
Right, but I'm saying it's not all, that's why I'm saying the whole thing is not all completely black and white. The only two people who have not done complete evils was Jack and Hurley. That's the only two. So,
okay, let me see. Son, Jen, Charlie.
Even though I had to say to Jack, you know, if you kiss Claire. A woman coming home in the morning and telling your wife is stupid. I was like, what's wrong with these people?
But I think in the end, we're supposed to just take away that, you know, sometimes you do what you have to do. It's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's just, it just has to be done. Because, you know, you have Jacob never talked to any of the leaders. He only talked to Richard. And I bet every time Richard went back to Jacob and was like, you know, Ben is doing some really crazy things. Well, Ben is the one that chose to be the leader. So whatever he says, you need to follow him.
I don't know. Wow.
And let's face facts here, Locke was doing some crazy things too. So,
what?
And I like
knives
Locke,
and boars? I mean, prior to that, all he was doing was he was, you know, on his headset
okay.
and his cubicle.
I agree that the people on the freighter were bad. But knifing Naomi in front of everybody, okay, dude, that's not going to get people on your side.
I will give that to you. Point for you, sir.
That's true, because the people from the freighter, I think they took, when Whitmore said, get it back no matter what, I think they took him literally.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't they?
Start murking.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, he's a get him back at all costs. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but how's that interpreted by killing every man, woman, and child on the island? I'm missing that one. Why would you kill a 60-year-old girl? Dude, you've gone beyond the pale now.
That's psychological warfare, son.
Yes, but does it make you... You can't go, I was just...
I didn't pay you for that particular item.
See, but then again, there goes that part where when Ben enters Whitmore's house, you killed my daughter. Why did Whitmore just go, look, dude, I didn't order the guy to kill children. I just told him to go get you. But no, Whitmore's got to be like, fuck you. Yeah,
I'm just trying to get back to
you. Okay?
Yeah, but he saw Jesus in the error of his way, so he came back to do what? Stand in the closet and... What happened to him? I don't know.
Well, no, that was that. Like I said, there comes a point in any show where if characters didn't do stupid things, I was like, I would have been Miles. No, I'm not staying here. I'm running. Crazy smoke monsters coming.
I can't believe that dude Miles came on as an extra, Miles, and just survived. He let Lapidus and.
Well, don't forget, Ben was supposed to be an extra, a guest star.
Yeah. Like, all these extras just come in, and they're, like, on the plane leaving, and the only really original Losties was Kate and Sawyer, yeah?
And Hurley.
No, Hurley wasn't on the plane.
No, I'm saying, but he's the original Lostie. He survived.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
I guarantee it would have been a fight.
Why I feel like when they went from the plane, the whole thing destroyed, but you keep telling me Jack saved it. Everything is still fresh. This is an initial reaction. You know, you're going to get the confusion.
Now, what about Frank? Because Frank has crashed a helicopter. He's crashed a plane. He's crashed a sub.
I think they should at least, if Frank could have gotten out the sub, why could they show
Son and Jin getting out the
or Jin at least?
I was pretty upset with that. Like, really, he got out and they didn't get out, and her skinny butt was just like, really, she couldn't like worm her way from behind it. She's so thin. It was just not. I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't buy it. But it made me cry.
Well, there comes a time. Sometimes you'll notice in shows that sometimes writers will kill off characters to give their show validity. And I think that was starting to happen towards the end of Lost. Oh, it won't be a great television event if we don't start killing people off.
Yeah, I felt that.
That happens
with a lot
of shows.
It felt very cheap to me. It felt very
It happens
cheap.
A lot.
But,
it happens
you know,
a lot. It happens in comic books, too, as the Fixer knows.
Oh, God, here we
they
go.
They kill characters off to give their stories validity, and then they bring them back when they have new writers. What was that?
I have to agree. I just thought the Jin and Son death, while pointed, was way. I was like, you know, you don't have to do that. Y'all could have let them go on a boat. They could have got out and said, you know what, you ghost guys fight the black smoke monster. I got a daughter. We're leaving.
That's my thing. It made them feel selfish. It made them feel selfish and irresponsible, at least on Jin's part, because he didn't save himself to go visit his daughter. I mean, to go raise his daughter.
Son didn't go. You got to leave. We got a daughter.
Right.
So like, oh, you must leave, honey. Tell him go get our daughter. Don't. I'm stuck. Go.
See, that's what
yeah, and if Lapidus can get up to the surface unconscious, Jin could have gotten up to the
yeah,
surface.
Yeah, he got
conscious.
Hit with a freaking door. I thought he was a goner.
Damn deadbeat dad.
Where my child support?
No, I think the child's pretty well off.
Yeah.
It's not like he's gonna be poor, but I know daddy's happy he got his business back.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Well, all in all, I absolutely enjoyed it. I can't wait for. I wonder if they're going to rush the box set out.
Well, they're going to at least have it by Christmas, so you can buy it for me as a gift. I'll put it on my Amazon gift.
It'll be out by Thanksgiving.
There's so many shows that I think people was like, when Battlestar Galactica, when they got mad at the Angels, like, did y'all watch this show?
Man.
You know how long
man,
this
okay,
was?
Really?
Angels?
We're not going to talk about the Angels because that pissed me off.
Yeah, we're not going to go into
that.
I almost got into a conversation about Battlestar Galactica a little while ago. I was just hoping it wasn't going to end like that.
But I still say with Lost, I watch them, I rewatch them. So there are things that I'm seeing that they're drawing back from other seasons. They did good jobs of bringing everything full circle, give you explanations of things as they happen, and leaving some stuff up to interpretation, because let's face it, in life, sometimes you don't have all the answers, you know? Girlfriends will walk out on you, never tell you why. You know? Children will do stupid things and go, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, you just don't run into folks that like, rock you in the head and take your twins. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
How many stories have you read of people stealing...
Hey, wait now. There are people that walk up out of hospitals with a set of twins or someone's only baby. It happens.
Well, guys, so all in all, Anthony, good, bad, ugly, on Lost, I mean, where are you going on that? Epic? Waste of time?
Epic.
Epic?
Completely epic.
What, not a waste of time. I think when you go back and watch, I think it was a satisfying ending for most people who watched the show from beginning to end.
So you're satisfied?
I'm satisfied. Because honestly, after the first two seasons, I had stopped watching it, and
yeah,
then I went back and you know what? I needed to watch it again. So I started back and started watching it all over again to catch up until last season. And I'm glad I did, because the ending had a really good payoff. I've seen some really terrible endings to series, and this was probably one of the best. It was a fitting ending. I think it was a pretty good wrap.
Yeah, I think it gave us everything we wanted. What is that noise? Yeah.
I don't know.
It gave us everything we wanted. It's a satisfying ending, and I cannot wait to have all six seasons and that vacation where I can sit down and watch it as a whole. It's like one big long movie that had the ending I was satisfied with.
Umar, my initial reaction up until, you know, we found out they had a little waiting death room or whatever, I really liked it up in there. I think they hit all of the marks or whatever, and that little last bit of it kind of bothered me. I felt a little cheated, but I think I'll get over it.
I'm telling you, it's just like the Lord of the Rings, that when he said, okay, I completed it, I gave you everything I wanted, now I'm gonna indulge myself. 20 endings.
That thing did have 20 endings, man. Oh my god, I don't even know what that was. Oh goodness. So, it's probably late over there, you guys. You gotta work Monday morning. I don't want this to go too long because I gotta edit it, put it up, blah blah blah. And I do thank you guys for joining me. This is Anthony from. Go ahead, give me your whole Twitter and URL and all that stuff.
Blackgeekdom.com and Twitter at mitchant.com.
And Umar?
I'm from The Fixer's Hideout. That's my podcast at TheFixersHideout.com. I invite Anthony to come on anytime he wants. We're having a live call-in show next week.
What now? Yay!
Okay. Live call-in. It's our 150th show. We made it.
150?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I'm a little proud of you. I'm a little proud of you. That takes some stuff. No breaks? No nothing like that?
A couple of minor breaks, but a crew that comes here consistently.
That is sick. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for our little, like, immediate lost show. Give us a call at 773-336-2686 to leave your voicemail and your thoughts and your blah, blah, blah. Visit us. Give us comments at scifipartyline.com, or you can reach us on Twitter at scifipartyline. And guess what, guys? We will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.